I got to know Robert Sung pretty well in the end. And the key to him was what he was like in high school. In high school, he was the second best baller on a team that won 3 straight New York State championships. And he got none of the credit. That lack of credit became the defining story of his life. In other words, in the story of his life, he was a subplot. When we met, Sung was ESPN's beat writer for the New York Knicks. I had just signed with the Knicks after 2 years on the Clippers bench, after 2 years All-Ivy in college, and 1 year as conference MVP. Sung had grown up wanting to be the first Asian-American basketball star. I was the only Asian-American in the NBA. In other words, people often compared us. We were the same height, 6'2". Both point guards, and most importantly to this story, had both played with the same superstar, Powerball. Nay, Paul Burton, captain of the Knicks and perennial favorite for MVP, though he never won. I had grown up watching Powerball, copying his moves. Sung had grown up playing in PB's shadow. I was 5 years younger, but since Powerball had gone pro after 1 year of college, he was in his 11th year in the league, and I was in my 3rd. Sung had been covering the Knicks for 4 years. They had a strange relationship. Powerball had everything Sung ever wanted in life, both professionally and personally. Even the woman Sung loved, Britt Young, who had been with Powerball since high school. Despite that rivalry, Sung was Powerball's biggest advocate, his press cheerleader. He argued endlessly that Powerball's reputation as a great individual player who could never lead his team to a championship was unfair. Powerball had won championships in high school and college. Sung blamed the Knicks' playoff woes on the owner's bad decisions. To me, Sung's obsession seemed unhealthy. On the other hand, obsession paid his bills. Journalists are truly terrifying people. He wrote about Powerball because he got money to write about Powerball. But also, if you envy someone, it's only natural to want everyone to think they're the best. How embarrassing to envy someone just okay. Sung knew Powerball's winning instinct firsthand. On their shared high school team, Sung had done the dirty work. He had taken what the offense had given him and still had managed 18-5. He had what TV announcers call hustle, which is what they say when a player does more on the court than in their limited imaginations. In high school, Sung seemed destined for a Division I scholarship. 4 years of points and girls and being the hottest Asian on campus, if not a shot at the league. Then, halfway through his senior season, he blew out his knee. He kept the ball on a crucial play and came down from the winning layup on someone's foot. Powerballs. The knee required surgery, and Sung missed the rest of the season. Yet that didn't stop the team from winning a 3rd straight state championship. Scouts rated Powerball the top high school player in the nation. Sung's scholarship prospects dried up. He landed in Division II, where he was overplayed and re-injured his leg, ending his career. I met Sung before my season in New York even started. The Knicks had invited me to play on their summer league team as a kind of tryout, and afterward, they signed me to a 1-year non-guaranteed contract. I crashed with a teammate while I looked for an apartment, but I wasn't sure I would last in New York. The only articles about the signing implied that my role on the team was to sell jerseys to New York Asians. I represented a new market. All I could do for myself was focus on the one thing I controlled, training. When Sung called me, I was at the practice facility with one of the team's shot coaches. I didn't know how Sung got my number, unless he had access to the team contact list, but I said I would text when I was done. After my shower, I texted him that I could meet wherever he wanted. Immediately, someone knocked at the door. I jumped. I mean, it was weird timing. I didn't actually think it was him. The practice facility was an hour from Manhattan. I pulled on my sweats and opened the door. A tall Asian guy tried to peek past me. "Can I help you?" I asked. "It's me." I had never seen him before. "Robert Sung." He reached out his hand. "I just texted you." My spine fucking tingled. When I recovered, I had a good look at him. He was still in basketball shape, as tall as me but stockier, maybe 220, freakishly broad-shouldered. He was good-looking. They sometimes put him on TV with these tender, droopy,